DINW4FCM. 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 DINW4FCM.
Flyer mobile.
CM, KD4FDI.
DINW4FCM. DINW4FCM.
How are you?
Hey, going very well. How about you?
Is the fam ready for school and work?
Do they?
Good bit. So we got, I got a busy week this week, so.
Right. Yeah, you went to all noise. You were good and strong, but you went to all noise. Maybe moved, maybe better. Is Greg helping you again?
Working with me the whole week, so that's good. So I guess pretty much every other week he's working with me. So he enjoys it. It's getting a little bit cooler, so it's not as hard for him.
Yeah, nice and warm today through Friday. Then bottom falls out of a Sunday. And then another cool far behind that. So it's going to be cold, but warm for a week here. I love you, son. Have a good day at work and be careful. We're on the way to Pigeon Forge in the morning.
Yeah, well, you all be safe. Have a good time. And gonna go eat the local goat up there?
Oh, yeah, local goat and maybe the old mill and a lot of good places. DJ Hannah's. Yeah, got a lot of good places written down, so looking forward to it.
It's fun, so. All right, well, love you. Have a great day, and we'll catch you later. Need to get ready for work here, so W4FD and KD4FDI.
Your mother will be up here shortly, too, so I read the paper and let the chickens out, and about done all I can do. W4FCM signing and getting ready to get today here.
CLX mobile monitoring.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
KO4HKX N6CLX. Looks like it's going to be a nice day here.
Because once this fog gets burned off over here,
cloudy, foggy looking up north here.
On your way into work?
Yeah. I don't know what else I'd be doing. Keeps me honest, pays the bills, keeps me off the street, and keeps me off the radio.
That's the problem, right?
Nope.
I always have aspirations of getting on the radio, but other stuff always gets in the way.
To study for my general, and it seems like every time I sit down to do it, something's coming up. The phone's ringing, somebody needs this, or just something's happening.
Confident in you.
I'll get it. It's just I was wanting to do it this weekend, but it doesn't look like it's going to happen for me. I just don't feel ready.
Be nice for you to have it and do a little HF.
And we'll figure it out and get it done. It's just a matter of time.
All the stuff I've got sitting around that I've wanted to work on radio-wise, I'm not getting anywhere anymore. It just sits and gathers dust. Hey, I feel like the whole country is worn out. More and more I talk to people that say, I'm done with it.
I'm the same way. I'm out and about every day, and that's all I hear is, I'm tired of this stuff. I want it to go away. I want to move on, get back to life. And everywhere you turn, all you do, that's all you hear is how bad it is. But you look around, and everybody's just kind of going along and grumpy.
I don't know about you, but I'm just kind of in zombie mode. I don't know why I'm going to work, but I'm going.
I'm right there with you. And then I remember, oh, I got bills to pay. That's why I keep going.
Bills with me today to pay when I got a moment. You know, it used to be I could keep up with this stuff. I don't know. It's weird. That is. Come on, shut up. That gas station's taking my speed.
I didn't keep up with it before, and now I had a struggle to keep up with it, and I have less bills.
Ah, well, the heck with the gripe session. Got any good plans for the day? Going someplace where you're going to sell some expensive tools?
I hope so. I could sure use it this week. It's been slow so far.
N6CLX. Yes. It's gotten mighty slow at work, and phone's barely ringing, emails are barely coming in, but it seems to still dribble.
Docs are saying they're slowing down. Have been slow for about 2 weeks now. The phone's not ringing. People just aren't coming in. So it's kind of that time of year. I know when I was turning wrenches, it always slowed down around Thanksgiving and Christmas, but it's a little early this year. So hopefully that's not a sign of things to come or anything like that. People are just, with all the new cars that are out there, don't need maintenance right now.
The news keeps talking about better start buying Christmas now, so maybe people are concentrating on that.
Listening to talk radio yesterday, and they were talking about the chip problem with the automotive industry, and there's the automotive industry saying it'll be first quarter of 2023 before it starts to get anywhere close to normal again.
Starting to affect our business now. I just developed a couple new customers for that used fans with 24 volt motors, and now I'm finding out 24 volt motors are controlled with chips because they're electronically commutated. And I just found out that we can't get any.
It's tough.
Order them now. So that's one of the things I got to do this morning is talk to one of the key customers. Say, look, this new product you want in the launch, you better, you know, I've been begging you for numbers, you got to get me numbers, because I've got to order now so I can have some motors for you by June.
Everybody's dragging their feet. I think some of them are getting scared to spend the huge amounts of money on anything or invest in anything large.
Yeah, we'll work our way through it. It's just a plan. You got to plan a lot right now. I'm hearing stagnation. I haven't heard that since I was a kid in the 70s. So, not that it's scary, but it's just a darn shame. But, man, I believe something's going to happen because no one in charge seems to really care. They just know one book.
That's definitely a problem. Leadership just doesn't seem to care and doesn't seem to know what is even going on.
My vehicle working out. It's hanging in there?
So far, so good. Haven't had any major issues out of it. A couple minor little things, which is normal for a tool truck. So I've been happy with it.
The radio out from between the seats where it was. Realize this, that seat fabric is probably a really good insulator. Man, this radio is a little warm.
But do it. That stuff keeps the heat in there, that foam does. But Mike, you be careful. I'm gonna have to say 7-3 so I can jump out and feed this thing. It's time for fuel. So you be careful out there on 85, and I'll keep an ear out for you later today. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
Wish you a good day and good sales. And don't overfeed it. N6CLX, I'm monitoring.